The Aurora Borealis in 1719 by Sidney Perley. The Northern Lights, as they are called, first attracted the attention of the people of New England in March 1718, and there was a general fear that dire calamities would result therefrom. May 15th, 1719, the more beautiful and brilliant Aurora Borealis was first observed here as far as any record or tradition of that period informs us, and it is said that in England it was first noticed only 3 years before this date. In December of the same year the Aurora again appeared, and the people became greatly alarmed, not dreading it so much as a means of destruction, but as a precursor of the fires of the last great day and a sign of coming dangers. Just before 8 o'clock, in the evening of Saturday, the 11th of the month, the moon being within 1 or 2 days of the full, the aurora flamed up in the northern heavens with remarkable brilliancy, until that entire section of the firmament seemed to be on fire. Stephen Jacques of Newbury, Massachusetts, wrote in his journal at the time that a white rainbow appeared in the northern sky, reaching from the northwest to the northeast, and nearly straight in the middle, the curve being imperfect. It was apparently about 8 feet wide, Jacques continues, and resembled a cloud. Then there appeared in the north very red clouds, which seemed to fly up almost to the zenith, as if driven by a swift wind. They then parted toward the east and vanished. The bow remained an hour or two, the people distinctly hearing the coruscation, which, in the language of a writer of that time, rustled like a silken banner. Later in the same evening, between 10 and 11 o'clock, from the northwest came a cloud resembling a mist, through which the stars could be seen, its color being deep crimson. The next year, other luminous appearances in the evening sky occurred. Though at first the people were fearful for the consequences of such sights, the feeling wore off as they became more frequent, and it was found that they were without any apparent effect upon the world. They have now become sights of curiosity merely to most people who, while they cannot fully explain them, know that they portend no evil, though many have ever since those early times been more or less concerned when any strange cloud appears. Dr. Edward A. Holyoake of Salem, Massachusetts, wrote the following in his diary under the date of December 29, 1736. They have now become sights of curiosity merely to most people who, while they cannot fully explain them, know that they portend no evil, though many have ever since those early times been more or less concerned when any strange cloud appears. Dr. Edward A. Holyoake of Salem, Massachusetts, wrote the following in his diary under the date of December 29, 1736. The first aurora borealis I ever saw. The northern sky appeared suffused with a dark blood red-colored vapor without any variety of different colored rays. I have never seen the like. The appearance of which he wrote was that which was supposed to have reference to the terrible throat distemper which carried off so many hundreds of children throughout New England at that time period. Just before our war with Mexico occurred, the red aurora appeared in its deepest color, and many that looked upon it still believed that it was a forerunner of the bloody conflict.